Both my grandpa, they all had their, like, Wakanta guys or God. And they teach us how to respect and all that stuff. And they used to have ceremonies, healings. We went through that when we were little, if we're sick. And my grandma used to give us medicine from roots or something to clear our sickness in the winter time. She knew a lot of stuff like that. She was kind of blind in one eye, and she used to bead and stuff like that. And she knew all the roots and different roots of medicine. We used to help her go with her and save all these, dry them and all that. And they had a cellar, and they take reeds, cut the reeds and willows, and they pile them up and down there, and they used to make all mats and all that stuff in the winter time. And half of it, there was a cellar was all vegetables and potatoes and stuff like that.
Did you learn enough from your grandmother to be able to replicate it when you got older? Could you go into the woods by yourself and pick the right things?
No.
You didn't learn it that closely?
No. I remember one time my uncle, he was cutting wood, and he cut his toe off. And my grandmother put something on it and wrapped it all up, and he's not supposed to take it off for about 2 weeks, and it healed. There's no stitches or nothing. It healed up itself.